Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Caution, caution. You better run and duck for cover because I am about to unload. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast, The Everyday Saturday Show. I want to welcome you to another great show. It's July 1st. It's July 1st. Holy cow. Boy, that went fast, didn't it? The first 6 months of the year, it always seems to go so fast, and I didn't get any. Yeah, you know what? You got warned. You got warned because you know how? You got the warning. January came and went. Awful cold, wasn't it? What a great time to set up for what was going to happen for you in April and May. Oh, didn't do it. Well, we just push it back to February then. That's no big deal. We'll just set it all. Oh, couldn't do it then either. Had too much going on. Now it's July 1st. You know, had you started getting after it in a big way in January, whatever it is, writing or speaking or recording or networking or whatever it is you needed to do and got off your rusty duff, you would be having the most amazing July. Maybe you are. Maybe you had a record-breaking June like I did, and now July is set up even more amazing. Yeah, isn't that something? How that work? Craziest damn thing you ever heard. You plant the seed and the harvest comes in. You plant the seed and the harvest comes in. So let that be a lesson to you. Now, oh my gosh, I am like a caged animal ready to do it. Let's just do it. Let's just knock it out. First of all, did you sign up for the speaker training yet? You got to put that off too, aren't you? You want to speak from stage. You want to make 10, 15, 20, 30 grand in an hour, but you'll get, well, you know what? That's funny because the pre-launch is now at $297 if you go to everydaysaturday.com/speaker, and it's all there for you, the library, the speaker's vault is ready for you. EverydaySaturday.com/speaker. If you have any interest at all, which everybody should, of getting your message out there, go there now. So yesterday, I'm on the Facebook. And oh boy, it's always great to be on the Facebook checking out what's going on. My fellow friends and business associates all around the world love the photos from all the exotic regions and the family shots and all that good stuff. But nobody told me yesterday was National Victims Day because my feed was literally filled, boom, 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 with fill in the blank. It's just whatever's going wrong, which is nothing. People just majoring in minor things. And I guess my question is this for the people majoring in minor things on National Victims Day yesterday. Whiny Weinstein, we call him. Hello, Whiny. This message is for you, because at the end of this podcast, hopefully you'll be winning and not whining, okay? So on National Victims Day, Whiny Weinstein came out and was posting about all the negative things happening in his or her life. Oh, I just, and of course, we're not talking about anything serious, like I had mentioned in my post. If you follow me on Facebook, /Sam Crowley, you'll see that actually made a post about National Victims Day yesterday because I just had enough, you know. And I had mentioned, hey, you want a reality check? Go to your local children's hospital. Take a stroll around. And then thank God that isn't your family, you know. But no, you can't do that because you're going to live in your vacuum. You're going to stay in your silo. And you're going to look around at everything you don't have and then feel sorry for yourself. And my question is this, Whiny. What do you expect to gain from that when you whine on the internet about how bad things are in your life? What do you expect to gain? Do you expect sympathy? Do you want apathy? Do you want pity? I know something that rhymes with pity, which really describes your attitude, whiny. So why don't you do this? The old adage, turn that frown upside down. Why don't you start each day with the big G word, gratitude, okay? And why don't you kind of take inventory? Are you able to take a breath without thinking about it, without being on a ventilator, like someone we know, baby Susan? Are you able to get up and stand up and go pretty much wherever you want to go? Oh, you've got aches and pains? Join the club. It's called age. I turned 47 Monday, June 29th, and I feel like I'm 17, baby. But you don't have to be in the greatest shape of your life, like yours truly. But you know, I recommend get to the gym. Lay off the Cheetos. Drink a gallon of water every single day. You go to the dentist, you got a cavity, why don't you floss? I timed it one time because I hated to floss. I timed it. It took me a minute and 12 seconds to floss my teeth. Since I got my wisdom teeth out, it's probably even less than that. I thought, huh, a minute and 12 seconds it took to floss all my teeth, and that's all I got to do every day to not have a cavity and to make sure I keep my teeth pretty much the rest of my life? Wow. I'll take that minute and 12. Wonder what else I do in a minute and 12 seconds just wasting time. How long did it take you to post on Facebook there, whiny? About as much time as you could have written a blog post, could have recorded a YouTube video, could have recorded a podcast, could have gone out and networked a little bit, or how about just simply could have helped to serve somebody in your community? Could have brought them a meal, could have mowed their lawn, could have reached out to somebody and just said, hey, what can I do for you? But you couldn't do that, whiny. You had to get on the Facebook, and you had to tell everybody how bad your life is. And my question also is this, W, is when you throw that out there, you know what you attract, right? You attract fellow whiny Weinsteins. You attract everybody else that just, it is like bees to honey. Oh, my God, someone's got problems. I love it. That is awesome. Yep, yeah, up top, fist bump. Woohoo! We got problems. We got... The old problem alarm goes off on the computer of everybody else, all the other whiny Weinsteins out there. It's like a big woo, woo, problem, problem, woo, and they all jump on your page. Oh, I know how you feel. Oh, I know. It happened to me. You'll get through it. I'm praying for you. As Les Brown used to say, I wanted to stop praying for mama and start helping her out, like buying her a house. Because I'd say, I'm done praying for you. I'm actually going to have to do something now. That's always what we call the Christian cop-out. I'll pray for you. Yeah, how about you do this? How about you actually give me a ride to the airport or the grocery store? How about you bring me a meal? How about not praying for a meal for me? I got a better idea. How about you get off your rusty duff and put the Cheetos down and head on over and bring me some takeout? I'd appreciate that while I'm recovering. So, yeah, let's just kind of – you can pray too. Of course, we'll always take that. But why don't you actually kind of do something? That'd help out a ton. See, here's the deal. For those of us, and I want to throw you in here as well, because I'm sure you're not a whiny Weinstein, or maybe this is just the perfect time you needed to hear this podcast, is that we are here to serve. I mean, that's ultimately what we're here to do. We're here to add value to people's lives. Because when you sit out there and whine and you always want pity for how bad your life is, you are attracting like. Like attracts like. Whine attracts like. Wine, victim, right? Winning attracts winners. Do you understand? Winning attracts winners. And I just got a call yesterday from a guy I haven't talked to, and I'm trying to think. My buddy Dan. I haven't talked to Dan. I'm trying to think when. It's got to be, oh, I don't even know, 7 years maybe. But he reached out because I put it on my Facebook page that I needed help with some HTML and CSS for an order page for this new sales funnel I'm building. Dan reached out. I haven't talked to him in forever. We talked yesterday for about a half hour. Amazing phone call. Just, he's so talented, and I forgot how fun it was chatting with him. We just kind of lost contact. And we're going to work together. And he's going to add a tremendous amount of value to my business, the Everyday Saturday brand. And in turn, I want to serve Dan and whatever he needs in his business as well. I'm sure there's something I can probably help him with without any dollar signs. We never discussed money. Hey, how much, what's my take on it? Never once. Dan always said, hey, whatever I can do to help, man, you know, just let me know what I can do to help. And I said the same thing. Never involved money. A couple of winners right there. I posted on my page, need help. If you want to check it out, man, it was June 30th. I put need HTML, CSS, help, order page. Dan hit me up privately, sent me a message. Boom, boom. Two people networking, businesses forged. Joint venture was forged right there. So I'm just trying to help you out. Tell your doctor about your problems. Tell the marketplace about where you're going. That's what it's all about, man. So whiny, if you're out there listening and you need a little bit of help, I hope this was the checkup from the neck up that you needed. All right. I hope this podcast on July 1st, 2015 changes your life, because Lord knows the world would be a better place with less whiners and more winners. And oh, by the way, whiny, one more thing. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.